This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's time again here on RNIB Connect Radio for another regular check-in with Glasgow-based pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby, and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you very much indeed. Normally at this time of year, we are all making promises to ourselves that we are going to get a bit more healthy and exercise a bit more too. And one easy way of doing this is to go for a walk, whether that might be in your local park or out on the hills. But Elizabeth, we may not all be thinking about looking after our feet.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Toby. Our feet are sometimes neglected, but clearly when you don't look after your feet, things can go wrong.
Yes. What are the main problems that we should be all looking out for then?
I decided to have a chat with our podiatrist in the pharmacy. Now, podiatrists are, of course, the experts in foot care. I often refer someone if I feel they need that special expertise. He was telling me that the main issues for him are regarding ill-fitting shoes, which I found quite interesting, and that causes corns, bunions, even ingrown toenails. I asked him, was there any reason for this? And he said that as we get older, our feet naturally swell, yet many of us still wear the same shoes instead of changing to a wider fit.
So if someone has problems such as the ones as you have mentioned, should they see an expert then?
There are preparations you can buy to take pressure off certain areas on the feet, but when it comes to, say, removing a corn, then best to let the experts treat these painful areas on your feet.
If someone is diabetic, should they be more careful about looking after their feet?
Yes, that's very important, Toby. Diabetics have less ability to heal and also are sometimes not aware of, say, an ulcer starting on their feet. Because of this, they really should not treat any sores themselves. And the quicker they get professional help, the better.
Finally, Elizabeth, what are the problems that your local pharmacist can treat regarding care of your feet?
Athlete's foot, which is a fungal infection. It causes redness, flakiness and intense itching. It thrives in warm, moist areas, such as the soles of your feet or in between toes. So always dry your feet carefully, thoroughly after showering. Now, your pharmacist can guide you as to the best treatment. I often suggest, as well as a cream, an antifungal spray. Now, that is sprayed inside shoes because spores are still present, even during treatment. Also, washing socks at 60 degrees is the way to kill the spores also. On another problem, I often get asked about toenail infections, and the gold standard is for toenail clippings to be sent away from the surgery to confirm the infection and then offer treatment. Now, there are various paint-on nail solutions, and if necessary, your doctor can prescribe an oral tablet called terbinafine. The surgery, you do have to check your liver when you're on these tablets. And being, of course, beside a primary school in the pharmacy, we treat many verrucas in the pharmacy, and that's something we can do easily. I think the main message, as well as wearing the correct footwear, is to moisturise the skin on your feet, particularly around the heel area. Urea is a helpful ingredient in many of the over-the-counter preparations. So I think the message is, if you've got a foot problem, perhaps pop into your local pharmacy and see if they can help first.
Well, some really helpful information and advice there. Elizabeth, if people might want to contact you and ask for some advice, where can they go to find you?
www.elizabethroddick.com.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Elizabeth, for chatting with me again here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much, Toby.